Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I've been doing talk radio. 1988, I guess, right? But Valley Talk up there on KCNN, 1988, okay? Now, then Hot Talk, and then Common Sense Club, and now What's on Your Mind? Probably one of the top five most frustrated beginnings to a program that I've ever had, because I'm looking at, a stack of stuff here, all of which I think is worthy of airtime on the program, and I'm mad about most of them. To tell you the truth. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend the first 5 minutes, Todd. Let's set the timer once my soapbox session starts. 5 minutes tops, okay? And I'm going to say what I need to say, and then I just want you to take over. You, meaning the fine listeners of the program, and Todd and I will just be here as, sort of like window dressing. All right? we'll just take your call.
We hate it when the window's naked. So.
Exactly. I hate that. And you've been on that PMS morning show too long when you're talking about naked.
I've been primed here for 4 hours.
Yeah, hardest guy in radio. Just got done with 4 hours on the Phil and Mark show on 550 K-Fire, our mothership of the Northern Plains. And then later today, the Cafe K-Fire Cafe will be up at the North Dakota State Fair. Where are you going to be today? You're going to be Game and Fish Guys, right?
Game and Fish Guys, and Wagner's wagon is going to bring some kookin' over to make sure I have enough of a sugar high to keep it going. So.
All right, and we'll tell them, and then anybody else you run into wants to bring food, the place to bring it is Friday, 8-1-1 day at the fair. Todd and I are going to be under the big white tent right by the main entrance, so bring the goodies by. We'd love to see you. We'll be there for What's on Your Mind and Key Fire.
By the way, texter wants this, when you and Scott get Trump for President stickers made, I want to get the first one.
Well, he's on my list today. So, anyway, we're brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. By the way, if you're doing business in the Bakken or thinking about doing business in the Bakken, you want to be at their annual meeting coming up in September in Fargo. Details about that at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Here's why I'm mad. If I'm president of the University of North Dakota, all right, and I am charged with shepherding a process of a new name, and I say I'm going to hire a committee, or not hire, but, recruit a committee of high-test folks to go about making a decision, let them do their work. Don't meddle, for crying out loud. Now, And when you decide that you want to hear from people and you'd like to know what their name would be, and they overwhelmingly give you a suggestion, and then you dictate that that name be removed from the final list so it doesn't end up as a choice, that is a fraudulent process. That's a disgrace is what that is. And that's what's happened right now with this nickname thing. We're going to chat later in the program with Carl Gehring, who chairs that committee. I listened to every minute of a 3-hour and 10-minute meeting last night, and I've never been more embarrassed for an institution I love, the University of North Dakota. For one, you got Dave St. Peter on the committee. All right, I think everybody knows. North Dakota native, UND grad, representing alumni. Now what does he do? He's president of the Minnesota Twins. Todd, how many Major League Baseball teams are there? Find that out for me. There's not very many of them, okay? That is it 30? 32 now?
We'll go
28?
With 30.
30, okay. So 30, there's 30 Major League Baseball teams in the world, and he leads one of them. He's one of 30. He only has 29 peers. And the man is providing invaluable advice, and they're blowing it off. You had the faculty rep, this John Brightwell, who I can hardly wait to meet, to just say, okay, so how often did you talk to the president and the president's office through this process? Because when you say, look, if we don't take North Dakota off the list of the finalists, then the president's going to disband us as a committee. Well, why have a committee? By the way, he said that verbatim at the meeting last night and led the charge for removing the North Dakota name, mainly because it's time to move on. It's time to, in other words, you people that suggested it, we really know better than you. Now, here's my deal. If they had come up with 3 or 4 or 5 finalists, and then ultimately North Dakota doesn't win, it's not picked, it loses there. it's like putting your thumb on the scale. You know it's popular with the people, so you want to get rid of it. And there were all kinds of other suggestions of saying, well, maybe we just going to say, here's our names, or no nickname, and then that obviously would be North Dakota. A lot of other ways you could do this. They blew them off. So that ticks
Marvelous.
Me off. That just ticks me off beyond
Never mind, not to mention the fact that it's still going to be the University of North Dakota anyway. Now it just has to have a nickname inserted after it, other than just the University of North Dakota, or just North Dakota.
You're happy if you wanted one of the other finalists. By the way, Greenhawks went away as well. So Greenhawks is gone now, but the remainders are Rough Riders, and there was quite a discussion about that last night. Even one person suggesting, well, Teddy Roosevelt, you know, well, I don't know if a term was racist was used, but has some history, and we need to be careful there, and it will come up. And yeah, I have the audio. Actually happened. But Rough Riders, despite that horrific history of Teddy Roosevelt, is still on the list, believe it or not. Also, Sundogs remains on the list. The single stupidest name on the face of the earth.
What's the deal with that one?
I mean, you got to be kidding me. That's still on the list. Nodax, North Stars, and Fighting Hawks. So if you happen to like any of those, let us know what you think. I only have a minute and a half for the rest of my rants here, but a couple of things that have caught my attention. One is this Planned Parenthood story. Has any news organization in North Dakota asked Heidi Heitkamp what she thinks about what we now know that Planned Parenthood does? They should, because every campaign she gets money from them and their supporters in big numbers. And that's how they do reporting when it comes to Republicans and controversy, so why not do it for Democrats? By the way, let's be bipartisan about it. Ask Kathy Hockett about it, too, the Republican legislator from Fargo who defends Planned Parenthood to no end. When's that going to happen? I'm waiting. How about Obama's comments to the VFW and the excuse-making that he's making for the abysmal care for our veterans? Never ends. Never ends. It is absolutely crazy. Donald Trump. Now, folks, we got to think long and hard about this Donald Trump situation. We got to think long and hard about it for this reason. Donald Trump is being used as a blunt force instrument against all things Republican. He is. I'm here to tell you. He's giving them the ammo. And, you know, the whole deal with Lindsey Graham yesterday, you cannot like Lindsey Graham. I'm not a big fan of the guys. But I don't think you can go up there and act like a trash-talking fifth grader about another presidential candidate. I mean, do you defend that? Look, I love the fighting spirit in Donald Trump. I absolutely love it. But he is being really stupid about a lot of things.
I got to find the soundbite because he said, what? Well, he was mean to me. He actually said that in the reporter asking about, hey, why'd you give the phone number?
He
was
like
mean
grader.
To me? Is that a presidential thing to say? Oh, he was mean to me.
The fifth grader.
Yeah.
You know, even in that, I mean, I played that clip yesterday of him, you know, fencing with the reporter. It's amusing to me because I think any time you take on the reporter, remember when Newt Gingrich took on a reporter or one of the panelists at one of the debates in the last presidential cycle about all the questions about his past, you know, and the crowd went nuts. I get that, but I don't know that that's a campaign, right? I think you got to say, here's my four or five key issues, and then, you know, have that be a little bit of your style. But I
Scott gives my cell phone out number all the time. I don't complain about it.
Every day. In fact, you can text us any of these topics that you want to talk about at 701-226-8503, or just call us at 800-228-0550. Should Donald Trump pull the plug, as some are suggesting, the Des Moines Register? I'm not sure he should. I think he should dial it back and really focus. And I want to hear from Donald Trump fans, fanatics, that love the man. Are you okay with him giving out, you know, somebody's cell phone number or berating reporters or fellow candidates? I mean, he's getting personal now on some of the things he's saying about the other candidates.
But he's not going to respond because of an Iowa newspaper. He's not going to take them seriously.
Really?
Why are they even bothering with the
report? Why are his poll numbers so strong? We asked that question on Facebook. A lot of fascinating answers. I think it's because he's not afraid to challenge these reporters or the establishment, for that matter. You know
exactly.
I mean?
When's the last time we had a guy that would just say it and not worry about the pushback? We haven't had a guy like that.
Two other quick things. The latest on the Iran deal, we have them actually saying they are planning our defeat, right? They want the death. They're going to trample us, Iran, that is. And we have reason number 198,000 why this gang cannot be trusted.
Glad we have a deal with them.
Some people are still cheerleading the Iran deal, believe it or not. And then President Obama finally got around to ordering that the flags be lowered to honor the victims of the Tennessee shooting, of the terrorism there. Can you believe that? And it took criticism, for crying out loud, for him to do that. It's unbelievable. Now, I don't know about you. I have a picture up on my Facebook page of the White House in the rainbow colors. That took 2 hours after the Supreme Court decision on the gay marriage thing. So that was the White House version of spiking the football and saying rah-rah in their way of celebrating. Okay, fine. That's how they chose to celebrate. 2 hours. 5 days it takes to lower the flag. What does that say to you? What is he thinking?
Unless the rope is broken and they couldn't get it lowered, that would be the only acceptable.
Yeah, I'll take that excuse. But short of that, I mean, unbelievable. So can you see why I'm so frustrated? These things have me tied in knots. I don't know what's the most important.
You didn't even sleep last night, did you? You are wound up.
Oh, I'm just, you know, there.
Deep breath.
Yeah. What do you think of this North Dakota name being removed from the finals? Because it was the most popular. I, there is one of my questions, the Trump thing. Now I'm going to shut up and call. Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550 as we continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with four techs. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Scott Hannon, I don't know where you're coming from, but anyway, on the CBS Communist Broadcasting Station yesterday morning, Charlie Rose and Lindsey Graham were talking about Donald Trump. And Lindsey Graham had called Donald Trump, you know what he called him? Well, you don't know, I suppose. He called him a jackass 3 times. Now, who started what? Get off your high horse, Scott Hannon.
All right. Well, I wish I had a high horse.
Be a coward like Lindsey Graham.
I like that guy's laugh.
Get off your high horse and don't be a coward like Lindsey Graham. Okay, so here's the deal. I hear you, right? He said, isn't that how you make decisions in, like, I don't know, third grade? Fourth? You've usually outgrown that by fifth, haven't you? I don't know. Here's a texter. At first I liked Trump, but now it seems he is very selfish and short-fused. I'd be worried about what he'd do with his finger on the trigger of the most powerful military in the world. Here's my take. The more and more bold that Trump is getting, and by the way, his poll numbers go up, so he's feeding off this. I'm convinced this is all about a brand deal. You know, this is about building the brand more than it is about being president. That's my belief. But I'm going to shut up. I promised I would, unless you have a say here. Jim and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, the reason Trump is so powerful is that I, for one, and I know there's millions like me, I'm so sick and tired of a gutless, spineless Republican Party that has capitulated to this clown and Obama, and every turn we haven't stopped him on nothing, and people are just sick of it. It's just an absolute pathetic performance by the Republican Party. There's no other way to describe it. It's pathetic. They went to the UN with this treaty. I mean, this man is running wild with his power and making a mockery of this country. That's why Trump is resonating.
Right,
because we are just sick of people that won't stand up to him. Bader and McConnell, they remind me of the Crusher and the Bruiser on All-Star Wrestling. They're worth it.
you reminded me of, or rather, you answered the question I was trying to get in to ask, which was just simply, you're talking about the current Republicans in power, or you're talking about the other presidential candidates? You're talking about the Congress.
The current Republicans are in power, plus the gutless guy that's running the Republican Party. He should say, look, our goal is to beat Hillary Clinton. He should kick the people out of it. Walker should be the only one running. Save the money. These other guys haven't got a chance. And put him and the Carl Free Arena in there and say, you know, pick our cabinet and run and say, we got a country to save. We got a country to save, not have 18, 19 people out there
I missed that. You're suggesting that Trump be in the cabinet?
No. I'm talking about not Trump, no. I'm talking Scott Walker look, we need to get behind a candidate and quit wasting all this money on these 17, 18 people. And
you're saying the other candidates, ought to just say, I'm out, you're in, and in exchange, I'll go in the cabinet. That's what you're suggesting.
Well, I'll get some in the cabinet. Like, put that Dr. Ben in there and Obamacare, and then put Ted Cruz as the attorney general and say, you're going to do what this nightmare with Obama's done to our judicial system. I mean, there's a lot of work to do.
All right. Got your point. Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. You're going to let others get in here as well. I like the process. I think that's how you get better. So I think with the strongest field since 1980, some say since, the early years of the presidency. A strong, strong field. Let the cream rise to the top. Eunice, Devil's Lake, what's on your mind?
Yeah, say I'd like to say something about the committee and nickname committee.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of know that this whole thing has been a sham from the beginning. You know, I wrote the book, Aren't We Sue Enough? And anyway, you know, all that, how it was done was just through deceit and distortions. And now we have the same thing going on with the naming committee. Why can't we just have a real, an honest debate about this? Not even a debate, just have an honest vote. I've been going online and watching the Grand Forks Herald as people are voting. And, you know, it's always been, they voted for the name North Dakota to just stay North Dakota. But as I watch it go through this process, there's another manipulation taking place, I think, where they want, some of them want the Rough Riders, but that was kind of at the bottom of the list, I think, to begin with, and it still is. How can they get away with this? Why can, it just blows my mind. I just can't believe that they're doing this again, the same way they got rid of the name.
I am completely with you, and the president's office is clearly pulling the levers behind the scenes, which says to me, you don't have a committee then. Just don't fraudulently suggest you're going to listen to what people want, because you don't. That's just wrong. Calvin and Dickinson, what's on your mind today? You're next at 800-228-0550.
Right, I agree with the other person there too. I don't agree with the selection committee as far as dropping North Dakota as a an option for a nickname if they can't beat a Sioux. My vote was going to be for North Dakota, and now I don't even know if I want to vote.
Yeah, really just sort of, you know, here's the deal. I think if it had been in the end, been into the end and doesn't ultimately end up being the pick, I think you live with it, right? And you say, well, fought valiantly. But when it's so
right,
obvious,
right,
that's
right.
The pick of the people and you're rigging the process, to me, you got to start this whole thing over.
You know, I agree, right.
And then, by the way, now we're going to make a decision by someone who's leaving the university at the end of the year?
Exactly, right. Yeah, I don't agree with that. I guess the people of North Dakota may be protesting that vote at all.
I think that's what they want, by the way. I think they want this president to make the decision and then be the guy, right? So he can be
right.
The guy, and
right.
Then and you move on. It really is. I don't know. You probably can tell how frustrated I sound. I mean, for one, I would have
right.
much rather been frolicking in the backyard with the kids last night, and I'm glued to this meeting here for a couple hours, and then another hour and 10 minutes at home. And
right. No, I agree. Yeah, I've been following it, and I'm not liking it.
Appreciate the call very much. Thank you very much. Good to hear from you. I share your frustration. Carl Gehring, who's the nickname committee chairman, is going to join us in a little bit. Your question's welcome for him as well.
All right. Just how many elections do you elite Republicans think you're going to win by attacking Trump and alienating your conservative Tea Party base? I'd like to hear an answer.
Well, it's I'm not here to bolster the Republican Party. I'm not here to bolster the conservative cause. I'm here to give my opinions and welcome other opinions, number one. Number two, I don't know how much you think Donald Trump is bolstering the Republican Party. I think we're getting to a point where we're doing some damage here. I really do. For one, we're not talking about anything other than the man and the brand and the dumb things he's doing. Okay?
And he's running away in the polls, so what does that tell you then?
Yeah, well, it tells me, and it should tell every other presidential candidate, people want to fight. They want some okay. they want some life in these candidates, so I hope they learn it, but let's have the battle over issues. Not giving out somebody's cell phone number so you can giggle like a schoolgirl, you know. Mike and Bismarck. What's
hey, good morning. I'm glad John Kasich got in. He's the guy from Ohio. And can you hear me right now?
It sounds like you're right behind a jet engine, but other than that, not bad.
Yeah, I'm going through a car wash, and I think the main noise is over. But I'm glad. I called in about a month ago about Kasich, hoping he'd get in because I think he's a good man. He worked with Gingrich, did a lot of good things in the 90s. I know that's 20 years ago, but what I really wanted to call was a double standard that continually goes on, and the Democrats continually, nothing is done. They're never fired. I'm going to make this quick as I can.
Hang on, Mike. You got more to say, and we are up against the break, so just hang on. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. The most listened to program on the radio play on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Looking for the perfect gift for the farmer and the family? Give him a perfect day in the fields thanks to Border Plains Equipment. With everything he needs from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with a Case IH pressure washer. Plus, earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases too. Hurry into Border Plains Equipment in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana before June 30th and ask about this special offer from Border Plains Equipment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The flag, 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, KLTC 1460, Dickinson, and the Bakken Beacon of KTGO, booming to the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga, where it all started. That's where that tower is, right there within spitting distance. And then all the way to Williston, Minot, up to Crosby and beyond, down to Wofford City, Dickinson, Stanley, Ray, Ross, got you all covered there. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. Donald Trump, by the way, today is a little defiant. Listen to what he's saying about his chances in this presidential election.
We have to attack Hillary. She was the worst Secretary of State in the history of the country. She's got plenty to lose by. Believe me, if I'm chosen, I will beat Hillary. And I'll also get the Hispanic vote. I employ thousands and thousands of Hispanics. They love me.
They love me. Who says they love me? I just get the biggest kick out of that. Although I will say, Donald Trump, do that. Talk about the best way to beat Hillary. Talk about push back against the Hispanics will never vote Republican thing or whatever. That's a lot better than, you know, trash talking somebody and kind of the WWF stuff he's been doing. Okay, Mike in Bismarck, you're next. And what I'm going to do here is go quickly here through these calls. And we have Carl Gehring joining us shortly, who is the chair of the UND Nickname Committee. So I've got to keep everybody to about a half a minute. But Mike Bismarck, Chad Fargo, Barbara in Clay County, Minnesota, Chuck in Newtown, and then Brent in Bismarck. And then we'll get to Mr. Gehring. So, Mike, what did you want to say? Are you out of the car wash, by the way? And how's the car looking?
Oh, yeah, I'm out of the car wash. I'm across the street. Anyway, I was watching Sean Hannity about a half a year ago, and they had a black representative. I don't know if he's an elected local official or state or what. I cannot quite remember. But I do remember him saying that he wanted... The Tea Party wants blacks hanging from trees. Do you recall that, or did you see that, or
did you hear
anything about it?
Wow. No.
The Tea Party wanted blacks hanging from trees, and I'll bet you every cent that I got that he's still on the payroll, he still holds his position, and these people on the left can say the most treacherous, outrageous things, and they never get called on it.
Yeah, they can say
never,
and do.
Never,
they can, they can say and do things. Look at Planned Parenthood right now. Why isn't every Democrat that gets money from them being asked about that? No, you're absolutely right.
You got to take it to them. You got to take more power to Trump.
The difference is, Mike, you know, the guy you're talking about isn't running for president. Right? So that's the big difference here. But I hear you.
That other dude. I mean, it was just so outrageous.
There's different rules. There's different rules. I agree. Shouldn't be anywhere. Shouldn't be on TV ever again. I'm with you. Chad in Fargo, 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
Okay, Trump basically calling out, bottom line was he called him a jackass. He said three times. He's running for office, too. Do you call that basically presidential material?
No.
He's also a rhino. He's good friends with John McCain. John McCain is just like him.
Yeah.
We need a leader. To stand up to all these people. And bottom line, Donald Trump will do it. We have to have him.
All right. Appreciate the call, Chad. Thank you. Barbara in Clay County, Minnesota. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, you were talking about Iowa's newspaper article yesterday. That got me thinking about it being a primary state, and that got me thinking about the map from Center for Immigration Studies, which has... Iowa has 23 sanctuary counties. Do you think there is a connection?
A connection between the very liberal Des Moines Register and the fact that they have 23 counties? I mean,
23 counties are sanctuary counties.
Minnesota has
two. The state of North Dakota is an entire state of a sanctuary state. There's only two in the United States. Rhode Island and North Dakota. I highly recommend people go to CIS.org and check out their site. They've been around since 1986.
Thank you, Barbara. Good research there. Brent Bismarck, your 30 seconds. Go.
Hey, yes. The president of the university, it's typical liberal rule, and they don't listen to the majority of people. They listen to their own small pocket of people, and they make their own decisions. I think we ought to have a petition to immediately dismiss this fellow from his office. And, you know, because if we allow this in this state, we're going to become like all the other states and be run over. So that's my opinion.
You know, something should be done. No question about that. I'll leave it to others to decide what, but your suggestion isn't a bad one. I do feel that this can't stand. Yeah. Chuck in Newtown, 30 seconds for you.
Hi. I'm fine with giving Donald Trump the green light to go whatever he wants to with his rhetoric right now. He can lowball these guys. But when it comes to issues, I think when he gets into the debates, he will burn them to the ground. I don't think the other Republicans are going to be able to stand up to him because he's not politically correct, and that's what's burned this country to the ground, is political correctness. And Trump just threw that out the window, and it's just a breath of fresh air.
So you think, in other words, his style to this point, like it or not like it, and by the way, I like the fighter spirit in it. I really do. And my only thing is he can have the fighter spirit. He could do everything he's doing without doing dumb things. You know, I mean, the way he did on the illegal immigration thing and the news cycle, you know, sadly, was the perfect opportunity to highlight that issue, right? It was fantastic. Just how he said it was, it took 2 weeks of airtime. And it's sort of, each of these things are, you know, now we're talking about him giving out the cell phone number, of Lindsey Graham and defending it. I mean, I just say, be a fighter. And then you're right. If he gets in the ring on the issues and knocks it out of the park, the guy's going to be the nominee.
Yeah, and I think he will. I think the issues will come to the forefront when we get deeper into this, and if he is on in the debate, you know, in a primary, I think he's going to hit it out of the park because that man is sharp. I mean, he knows how to.
Sure.
He's got himself on the top of the polls, and that's not easy to do. I mean,
appreciate the call, Chuck. Thanks a bunch. And you know, don't read too much into the polls at this point. It's the only thing I'll tell you. There's a long way to go, but there's clearly something that can be identified from Trump, and I hope some folks learn some lessons. All right. We're going to return to the Donald Trump topic with Congressman Kramer next hour, but right now, back to the UND topic of the next nickname. Carl Gehring, committee chairman for the UND nickname committee, joins us on our Newsmaker line. Carl, let's start with what's on your mind this morning after a 3-hour, 10-minute meeting last night.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me. Certainly a long evening last night for the committee and a lot of grinding.
you know, it was an interesting meeting, and I know there's been a lot of work here between the previous group you served on and this one. How about the outcome? What's your reaction to the outcome from last night?
You know, not surprising, knowing the opinions of others and the members of the committee. You know, personally, I am just, it's disappointing that so many alumni and people that care about it lost something that they feel strongly about with the opportunity to participate in a vote with it. So certainly from that regard, it's tough to be making decisions for a public institution and, limiting what a lot of people care about.
By the way, if you have questions or comments for Carl, he'll be here till the top of the hour. They're welcome at 855-200-1776, extension 1 if you want to leave a message with your comment, extension 2 if you'd like to chat with Carl live on the air. Explain to the audience how the committee was made up, how the committee was put together. And I know there was a lot of references to things like, hey, I'm here to represent the alumni. Well, I'm here to represent the faculty. But how many different groups represented? And tell us a little bit about the makeup of the committee.
Sure. So in the first task force, we had outlined kind of, some representation guidelines for the next group going forward. Some they were somewhat met, somewhat not. Basically the committee members were selected by the president's office and the alumni association, to represent particular groups. People were not voted into our committee. It was simply a ask and volunteer situation. And, they wanted to have representation among the students, student athletes, coaches, alumni in particular. Administration and that sort of thing. So, that was kind of how the committee was formed and what has led us to today.
All right. So when you say you're not really surprised, you kind of saw this coming, right? I mean, in other words, there was a comment made last night that has a lot of people concerned, specifically about removing North Dakota as an option. And that, let's just maybe start there. That was probably the... it seemed to me the biggest chasm between the groups, right? Faculty and I don't know who else on one side, and sort of athletics and alumni on the other, saying that we would like North Dakota to be a name, because the voting even last time and then this time really became obvious what people were doing. Folks that really wanted to put it a high, and folks that didn't put it low, and so it was just a case of that name needs to go. Was that the biggest thing that separated the different viewpoints on the committee, was whether or not North Dakota should remain?
You know what, absolutely. It was, there are a few members that saw it as a very unique and distinct way of going forward for the university, but the majority, had the opinion of moving on, and again, that was what led to the outcome yesterday.
And is that what the president wanted? I believe a conversation you and I had on the air a few months ago was whether or not North Dakota, since it wasn't technically a name, it was remaining the same, could be in the finalists. And I think you specifically asked the president about that, right? And he sort of indicated that, well, it could be a finalist. He wasn't fond of it. Is that right?
You know, he certainly indicated that, Scott. He certainly distanced himself to a degree. He would never respond directly to questions. He would always kind of go through his office staff. So it was a challenge to get clarity on those things. When asked about it as this first committee, and I did ask because it was something. So many alumni, as we traveled to Minneapolis, we traveled to Denver to meet with them. So many people saw that as a way to go forward. And, when asked the president, his comments through his staff was, although I would prefer to see a new nickname, and that's what I ultimately want, I will still allow no nickname to be included in the discussion.
There's an option, got it. All right, hold that thought if you would. We'll finish on the other side of the break. More with Carl Gehring coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
With more of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You know, the coal industry is a reliable source of high-paying jobs in North Dakota alone. The lignite coal industry employs about 4,000 folks directly, another 13,000 indirectly, and that's a primary factor in the strong regional economy that we have here. Estimated annual impact from lignite coal mining in our state, $3.5 billion. The industry generates about $100 million annually in state taxes. In Minnesota, you know what? Wasn't all that long ago, you had double-digit unemployment. Well, today, with a diverse energy portfolio and a nice, stable supply of low-cost electricity, that matters. That rate's down below 5% now. Affordable energy, critical to supporting Minnesota's manufacturing sector and creating high-paying jobs. Folks, this is important. Join the Army, SecureEnergyFuture.org. More of our conversation now with Carl Gehring. who chairs the nickname committee at the University of North Dakota. Bottom line in all of this regarding the North Dakota name, Carl, is that the president appointed the members of this committee, right, and yourself included, and obviously wasn't fond of the North Dakota name, and by very clear indication from the folks that put forward the motion yesterday, simply did not want this as a final name. So despite what you found out and heard from the alumni, as you shared earlier, and we saw in the voting and everything else, it looks to me like the name was eliminated because it was the popular choice of the people.
You know, correct. It ultimately came down to the opinions of a majority of a group of 11. And so that's, you know, that was what happened last night. And, you know, again, it's kind of the committee and the university function to decide how that operates. And, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of alumni, a lot of people that care will not have a voice in this. And it kind of is what it is at this point.
Doesn't that taint the process, though? When you remove the name, you know is obviously popular because you're fearful it'll get the most votes and be a pick. Doesn't that taint what you've just done?
You know, in my opinion, it certainly does. I almost equate it to looking at it at a presidential election and removing a nominee just because he might get a lot of votes. You know, does that make sense? In my opinion, no. But again, I was in the minority last night, and you know, the majority had their opinion go through, and we'll see what transpires from here.
All right, let's take a couple of calls for Carl. Frank in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Carl, appreciate taking the time to come out and talk about this as an old alumni. Couple quick questions for you. How come there's not a real strong Sioux representation, Sioux being the native people that represent this name? How come they weren't involved in the process?
You know, they were represented by Russ McDonald. You know, as part of the committee, again, simply, you know, it was intended from the previous task force to have their inclusion, and certainly there was at least one opinion there in the group of 11.
Okay, that's adequate, I guess. Well, you mentioned this as an alumni. I'm going to ask you this. I don't have a voice in this as an alumni, and I represent as alumni probably thousands of people that have carried this name. And you said it with this process that there's been no voice in this. What is the committee? Are they willing to just sever 80 years of Sioux pride and take a risk of just saying we're going to rebrand this thing and start all over? And what's the ramifications of this? You know, they're totally ignoring the fact that there's North Dakota was an acceptable compromise.
Right.
You know, now they're going to rebrand this.
You know, and that was certainly a point that I brought up during meetings that, you know, we've had a history. We've had all these things that people have felt, you know, pride in with the University of North Dakota. And, you know, and that was something that, you know, unfortunately in dealing with committees, you can make points, but if people don't share your opinion or see that side of it, you know, it doesn't really much matter. And, you know, again, you know, I did try to bring that point up that ultimately, you know, one of the things that I really wanted with this is inclusivity and, the people that care about the university, making sure that their voices were heard. And, you know, ultimately, I think if people feel they have a big part of the process, that it ultimately helps go forward, that people can accept and move forward. And I think that's the, you know, from, and again, these are my own statements, my opinions, but I think that part of it makes it a challenge to alienate one of our largest groups.
I don't think it could have been any more clear in that meeting to say, as Dave St. Peter did, hey, here's what we're hearing from alumni, as well as the Jasmine. Is Jasmine a student now or a former student?
Jasmine's a current student now, yeah. She brought up some great points, too, as well, last night.
She did. She, in fact, she said, I was never, early on, not in favor of North Dakota's name. But every student I talked to, they want it. And they're not, it's not about bringing the fighting student name back. It's about being North Dakota and being, unique. So there were, you know, there were, but what I heard, this is just, you know, a radio guy listening, to be able to report on this. I heard you and Dave St. Peter and her say, hey, here's the student's voice. Here's the athletic voice. Here's the alumni voice. And I heard the faculty and other folks say, don't care. We want it removed. You know, I mean, we hear you, but we're voting against you. So it was like it wasn't a factor. So, I mean, I can understand why you'd be frustrated. Frank, appreciate the call. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls here, but we certainly got a chance to get a good sense of how what happened last night happened, and there's lots to do going forward, so a lot of work to come. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate having me here again.
Take care. All right, folks, we'll take a break. Come back with more Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall on the Donald Trump issue and much more straight ahead, so don't touch that dial.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.